Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
But you know what? I like to season my burgers, but if somebody gave a burger, I could fucking eat it without having to.
A burger?
I'm not doing.
Oh! Fine, I won't put French dressing on anything.
I'll put Thousand Island.
Number 33. Last thing that you made.
A poop.
Oh, that's fair. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
It's a Jersey accent. It's my Jersey accent.
Yeah.
So if you spoke like me, she'd probably understand you.
Or she might or she might call a medic.
This is good.
Put that in there. Maybe let it stay nice and cool while I drink this first one.
Shit, I gotta get my beer.
Oh, Jim's drinking tonight.
I think I might drink that other dragon's milk I've got.
Oh, a repeat.
Dude, I can't help it. I don't have, like, I don't know.
A shitload of beer?
Yeah.
Like, what my fridge looks like right now?
Well, I'm not bagging on you. I don't have a lot, so.
Gotta get,
You know what's sick? Is we did have a really good time in Vermont, but we were so busy that we didn't have time to drink Dark Lord.
Oh, really?
So you brought it back?
Yeah. It's actually sitting in a box in my den here right now.
Jim, what Mike meant to say was, oh, we didn't have time to drink my Dark Lord, but we drank all of Dylan's.
Nice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we did do that. I forgot.
I've been meaning to, I keep telling Sean and Roy we're going to get together and get a bottle, but...
That's like the right amount of people to share a Dark Lord with.
I'll tell you what, last year we did it, with the same group of people I went up to Vermont with, and there was 2, 4, 6, 8 of us, and we passed the bottle around, but I had like a regular size pour of it. They're like, no, you brought it, you get to drink as much of it as you want. They're like, as good as this is, you brought it, so you get to drink it. So I mean, they all took like a good size pour of it, but they gave me like half the bottle basically.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, I don't really care.
Well, we were sharing some beer, so I mean it was like we were having a lot of beer, so they didn't want to do too much damage, I think, with that one. We actually didn't even share that many beers because I mean we went to so many places.
Yeah, I saw it, so you'll have to, well obviously you're gonna talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, let me go grab my my beer real quick. I'll be right back.
Your cock?
What do you think I got the glove for?
Oh, that's how big it is.
It is, yeah. All right, hang on.
So, like, Warren's gonna like make some video of the baby delivery, like where like it like he superimposes like a spaceship or something, and I'm just thinking there's going to be drone footage. They're just so fucking creative. It kills me. I wish I could be that creative. I'd like to think I'm creative, but I don't think I'm that creative.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you're maybe innovative is the word, and resourceful more so than like creative, you know what I mean? Because, like, you are good at getting shit done, man.
I come up with good ideas, though.
Right.
I can't put, like, pen to the paper and like, say, like, for instance, like, I mean, literally, I can't put pen to the paper. Like, the Reaper's logo. I had that in my mind.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, he heard logo and he got all excited.
Is it a vector?
No. I was saying, like... I was like, I'm jealous of how creative Warren and Julie are.
Oh my god, dude! I don't know.
And I was jokingly saying like they'll probably like Warren will make some video of the delivery of the baby, and it'll be like a spaceship, and
like the baby's gonna fly out of her uterus.
Yeah, there'll be drone footage.
Wearing a cape. Sorry, yeah. I totally interrupted you there. I'm sorry.
Jim is very jovial tonight for him fucking breaking his arm.
Yeah, I'm so ready to pod, dude.
He's probably on drugs or something. He's on some high-quality drugs taking care of the pain.
I wish, dude.
Some high-quality drugs like
that. Can I give you, like, some Vicodin, son? Come on.
I wish.
Did you just say son?
Yes, I did. Just for your benefit.
Oh, it's funny because it's you.
I know. Do you ever try and say stuff like that on purpose or, like, do things like that to, like, embarrass people?
Just
like,
no
if
one.
you're walking through a store and, like, you just say something loudly just to try and embarrass the person you're with.
Oh, my God, dude. We used to do that all
the
time.
Yeah, Jim does it all the time.
No, we used to, like, do stupid shit. Like, we'd be in a department store. And, like,
wait. You used to do stupid shit?
Yeah, we'd be in a department store.
Wait, I think... Well, hold on a minute. I know I'm interrupting you. And you're not supposed to do that. But used to puts that in the past tense.
Well, that's true. I used to do it a lot more.
Okay.
Like, I just stopped yesterday, guys.
Guys.
Anyway, go. So you used to do this in department stores.
Like, say, like, me and Mike were walking through the department store, and he, like... We were walking, say we were like, I don't know, going over to the shoe section.
Like to the what section?
The shoe section.
Oh, the shoe section.
I thought he said, like, the fuse section.
I thought he said the view section, and I'm like, the view of what?
So, anywho. So, we'd be walking over there, and I'd, like, say me and Mike were walking over towards it or whatever, and,
Which, okay, this is already a great story, the fact that you and Mike are going to shop for shoes.
Right, and, like, say we were coming up towards some people and they weren't paying attention. They were, like, looking at some clothes on a rack or looking down in the jewelry case at, like, pennies or something.
On a what?
Huh?
What did you say? No, what did you say? A clothes on a what?
Clothing rack.
Dude, I swear I heard you say racker, and I was like, what the fuck is a racker?
Oh, so... like, you'd have to do it when somebody wasn't paying attention, because those were the best. If you did it, like, when you walk by somebody, it wasn't as funny, but you'd walk by and you'd be like, oh! and then, like, you turn and, like, look at Mike, like, kind of, like, give him, like, an awkward, like, kind of just look weird look real quick so they think it was him.
So, I mean, you realize, like, why I brought that up is like, I still do that, like, to Sean.
wait, you do that same thing to Sean, like, currently?
No, like, I'll try and embarrass him while we're walking through a store.
Like, do what I just said, or just...
No, just bullshit. Like, just bullshit in general.
Okay. Like, hey, Sean, do you like these? They're pretty, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, just be loud and obnoxious. So, like, if we, like, in Galveston...
That is awesome you do that to Sean, because I can see him getting so uncomfortable.
Like, just flustered.
When we're in Galveston, like, we go to Walmart or whatever to pick up some, like, provisions, like, for the Airbnb.
He said provisions.
What do you call them?
Shit, I say when we go to Walmart to go get shit.
Why wouldn't I say provisions?
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't, I just think it's funny, because it's such, like, a... tactical work.
When we go get shit.
You don't have to stop because I see it.
When we go get stuff.
Hey, check your pictures in the chat.
When we go get stuff at, like, say, Walmart, like, while we're in Galveston, we'll just, like, start picking shit up, put, like, hats on them, that sort of thing. You know, just to fuck them.
Yeah.
I want to see you find the biggest fucking hat you possibly can and put it on him.
Like when you were out for the 4th of July at Walmart and you put that hat on and, like, held the sparklers or whatever?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
No, that was here when we were waiting
for
them.
No, I know. I'm just saying you do stuff like that.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, I was out for 4th of July, like, into your place.
No.
The thing that's funny is that, like, if you did that with, like, me, I would just be like, oh, haha, that's funny. Like the hat.
I don't know, dude. It depends on you.
It depends. Like, if it was like the hat thing, I would think that's funny. But if like I was walking by and Jim all of a sudden was just like, ah! And then like was just like, Dylan.
Do you know who would have been our target like last year or like the last cruise, like when we were walking around Walmart?
Teresa.
Oh, fuck yeah. She easily, it would have been her because of all the poop emoji shit that was. Do you remember all that? Like, we were walking through, and, like, I think Kathy was looking for, like, a sun hat, and Liz was looking for sandals or some such shit, and we kept finding all this poop emoji stuff. Yeah, if they would have been around, we would have totally been just busting our chops about it. I can't remember what the item was, but I almost bought it just to. And Liz was like, no, don't piss her off, was the, I think it was like a poop emoji pool float or something.
It was, too. I think I was going to go halvesies with you.
But I think it was only like maybe, what, $8 or something like that. So it wasn't like a high investment. She's like, you really don't want to do that. That's not the way to start this vacation. Mm-hmm. And that was before all the shootings and everything. And all the plane issues and travel issues and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I will do that occasionally. We'll be out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do exactly what I just did. Like, I'll just do this like weird shriek. And just
you do like your. Do you like your when you say chagrin? Like, do you do that voice? Like when we're recording an episode of the podcast, and you just go like, chagrin.
No, that's normal. We both do that.
When you mean both, you mean you and Sarah?
Yeah, like we do like weird voices and like make funny faces, do dumb shit like that all the time. But like stuff that like really draws attention, like I will do that from time to time because I think it's kind of funny.
Right on. Does she get embarrassed by you when you're out?
Occasionally. Most of the time, I just embarrass myself, though, and she just thinks it's funny. She's just like, oh my god.
I could totally hear her saying that, too.
What, just like, oh my god, and burying her face in her hands?
Yes. I could see the facial expression. The tone, everything.
It's because it's happened on multiple occasions.
Yet you're still together.
Yeah, and it's not like I'm throwing like a plate on the ground or like knocking over glasses or like something like that. It's like I take too long to answer a question or I just don't know the like very well known answer to something. She's just like, oh my god.
If you ever throw a plate on the ground. Like, on purpose, like, for some sort of reaction, just make sure you follow it up with, like, a hoppa! Because you totally should, right?
I mean, realistically, it would be followed up with, like, a oops.
A what?
Like an oops.
Oh. Wait, like, throwing the plate wouldn't be purposeful?
I mean, I don't know. That's like a waste of good china, is it not?
I guess it depends.
I mean, I ain't gonna be throwing my fucking brand new IKEA plates on the fucking ground because I'm fucking pissed off.
Ooh, IKEA plates.
I just got my mattress today.
Yeah?
At IKEA.
Did you stop for the Swedish meatballs?
I did not stop for the Swedish meatballs. But you know what? We went over the weekend and Sarah got the two hot dogs special. It's like $2.50. You get like you get like a bag of chips and whatever that is, like the cherry limeade or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, we don't have IKEA around here, so all this is like.
Oh, weird. It's, dude. I haven't been since I was like in high school, I think. And man, it is like an experience when you go there. Plus, like all the furniture and like just the items and everything, like the decor and whatnot. It's all got, like, these weird, you know, like...
Decor.
You know, fuck you, man.
Hold on a minute. Did you... Okay, so he busted my chops for using provisions. And now he busts out decor.
I'm just saying.
I know what you're laying down there, Jim, and I'm with you.
All right. What else do I call it? The shit. Oh.
The home furnishings.
I do have to rewind a little bit, because I do have to say, even though you do laugh, Dylan, I can annoy you pretty fucking easy if we're out and about.
Dude, it's so easy.
And really, the big... I don't even have to do anything. I could be, like, completely on the other side of, like, a room, and I could just do something so dumb and like, something you think should be embarrassing, and I think it's just funny, and you're, like, embarrassed for me and yourself at the same time.
Maybe there should just be, like, a little...
Dude, I'm, like, laughing so hard over here.
Because it's true.
Maybe this should be, like, a friendly competition, like the week of the cruise.
Do you guys get annoy me more?
No. I meant just, like, we just try and annoy the fuck out of each other.
We'll probably never go anywhere again.
No, I have a better idea. Why don't Mike, you annoy your brother, and Chip, you annoy me, and just keep tallies?
No, because that don't ever work, because even though you know it's coming, as soon as you guys get into your cabin and close the door, you'll be like, all right, wasn't Jim and Mike, like, really big dicks today?
I think by the end of the day, I would probably not give a shit, but I can totally see Sean just being like, hey, Dylan, can I run something by you?
I would love to just hear him say that. That would be funny.
Dude, I would record it, and I would have to play it for you.
But what I think is funny, especially with you, Dylan, though, is I can do, like, the simplest, most innocent thing and not think twice of it, and it'll, like, piss you off or you'll get annoyed. And then I'll do, like, one of the most obnoxious, dumbest things in the world. You're like, that was kind of funny.
It is really weird. I mean, it could literally just be like you walked across to the shoe section, because apparently you like go in there, and you just pick up like a shoe and just drop it on the floor, and I'm just like, don't do that.
Right.
Meanwhile, you could run buck naked from one end of the ship to the, like from the front to the back.
From the bow to the stern?
Thank you. From the bow to the stern with your fucking ball hanging out, dragging down the floor, you know. Dick wagging in the breeze, ass keeps jiggling up and down, and I'm like, look at that, that's funny. He's gonna get arrested.
So you know who you know who would end up being the most annoyed? Liz and Kathy, I think.
Well, probably.
Ultimately, that's what it would come down to.
Or I think it would just Liz, Lucy, and Kathy would all find this like, this is horrible.
I could totally see Jeff being down with it, too.
But this IKEA name.
Maybe we should talk about this on the podcast.
The decor of your new apartment?
Your home furnishings? Oh, la-di-da!
But listen to the name of this mattress that I bought. It's a Hagsund. It just sounds like a fucking greasy-ass metal band. Like, we are Hagsunds, you know?
Like, so wait, what I'm getting out of this whole thing, Jim, is that, like, he's gonna look at Sarah one night and go, hey, Sarah, you want to come back and visit Hagsund?
Leave that in. That's fucking funny. Oh, do you want to visit Hawks? Oh, dude. Hey, everybody, welcome to Just BBU Podcast.
You just got a Crandall sigh.
How high are you?
I didn't think I was that high.
He's pretty high, isn't he, Jim?
I would say so.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, God.
Fuck, how long have we been recording? 25 minutes? Jesus Christ.
It's can past 9:07.
I'm just picturing you just... You just keep saying Hoxen in, like, various accents.
The cool.
I mean, are we just going to start the episode now?
I mean, did you get excited walking through and looking at decor with Sarah? Or, I'm sorry, home furnishings?
I mean, it was cool the first time. When I went back today, I was kind of like, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Waiting.
Yeah, we could just start. I mean, I'll tack this on to the end or whatever, man. This is good stuff.
Going back in time, everybody who's listening.
Villain goes back in time.
By the way, Jim, the pictures you sent me of the beer are great.
Who figured you'd get a kick out of them?
Well, it's just a good way to post the stuff.
Thanos hands a beer.
Thanos hands a beer.
All right, you boys ready?
Oh, dude, I've been ready.
Yeah. I figured. Hello and welcome to episode 103 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan with the decor.
Oh, wait till you hear about Dylan's decor. You won't believe it. All about Dylan's home furnishings. Ooh, la-dee-da.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely
hey, but if you want to find out all about the home furnishings that Dylan is purchasing and what he's outfitting his apartment with, including his new mattress, Hoxton, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Oh, you'll
so
be
fun
able
fact,
to...
I actually spittled a little bit when I said it.
Oh, man, you'll be able to get regular updates about Hoxund and pictures of Hoxund on Instagram and Twitter if you follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod. Fuck, man.
You can also email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. to get all the Hoxons you want.
Or no, you gotta go to IKEA to get those.
Go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get them fresh from the grill.
Why are we grilling mattresses?
You can also go out to iTunes and subscribe to our new podcast, Hoxon Podcast. Nah, just go out to iTunes and subscribe to Jim's BBQ Pod. You'll enjoy it.
Much to Jim's.
Be sure to give us a review. Give us a rating. 5 stars all the way. You know you want to. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's.
Hoxon?
Hoxon? Yes.
Hoxon Boulevard?
Hoxon Boulevard.
Oh, we're going to beat that into death, aren't we?
I say we do.
It sounds like we already have.
They haven't even gotten to the part about good old Hoxon. I'm gonna name my fucking dog that.
Are you gonna get a dachshund named Hoxon?
What is that going to?
Are you allowed to have animals at the apartment?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm the animal, basically.
I was gonna say, isn't he animalistic enough? Or maybe we should ask Sarah. You know what I'm saying?
I got that fucking Back in Time song stuck in my head now. Gonna go back in time.
I love you.
Oh, I think he's awesome. With and without the news.
Yeah.
I like the Back to the Future song. I also like the part when Christian Bale murders the guy to Huey Lewis in the news in American Psycho. That part's pretty funny.
You know, that's one of the first movies Liz and I ever saw on a date.
It's a fucked up movie to go on a date.
Well, you know, we're kind of fucked up people.
I think that's a pretty interesting movie. I like it.
Yeah.
As he backpedals.
Are you wearing a raincoat, Paul? Or hey, are you wearing a raincoat? Why, yes, it is a raincoat, Paul. Hey, You know, oh fuck, I don't have a good segue. Mike, what are you drinking?
Well, since I mean, the last episode we recorded, it was just before I headed up to Vermont for a wonderful trip to the Green Mountain State, if you will. So I brought back many a beer from the Green Mountain State, including this one from the Alchemist Brewing. It's Elena, an American IPA, clocks in at 7.7%. It's nice. It's easy drinking for 7.7%. As I take a nice beer whisperer kind of sip.
Oh, the beer whisperer.
Oh my God, I've had so much beer tonight. But this one, it's got a little bit of a hoppy bite on the finish, but I like it. I'm enjoying it. I look forward to drinking the rest of what I brought home of that one, and many others. Oh my God, so much beer. But we'll get into that. But I'm really digging it. Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, courtesy of Uncle Jim, I'm drinking Jackie O's bourbon barrel aged Skipping Stone, which is a Belgian style quad aged in bourbon barrels. And this is like drinking candy, guys. This is pretty damn delicious.
I think I had that one. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
For you too, Mike.
Yeah.
And this clocks in at 12%, but it does not taste 12% whatsoever. It actually, it's not hot. It's really good. I'm really enjoying this. And sometimes quads can be pretty intense, but this is a nice, good one to drink.
Nice. All right, Jim. What in the world are you throwing down your gullet tonight?
Well, since Dylan had to make fun of me and make me feel bad.
How did I make you feel bad?
How did I?
You made fun of me for wanting to drink dragon's milk again.
Oh, man. Somebody's a fucking baby over here.
I know. But anywho. Evil Twin Brewing Glaze. Imperial Donut Break. It's a whole pint. Imperial Porter. 11.5% alcohol. Has vanilla, coffee, almonds, and donuts added.
And what do you think of that?
It's very tasty.
Now, I remember having, I don't know if it was the glaze version or just the Imperial Donut Break, but I remember it actually giving me that feeling of like when like you eat like a glazed donut and it kind of like has that like like sugary feel to the roof of your mouth. Oh, fucking A.
Uh-oh. Mike just broke his beer. What glass
totally
was
did.
It?
Is it time for a new beer?
It totally is.
What glass was it?
It was a Three Heads one.
Is it Dunzo?
Dude, yes. It's like in 500 pieces. What do you think?
Did you not hear it shatter?
I don't know. I thought maybe you just knocked it over.
How high are you?
I'm sorry. It just sounded like you're like a noise. Like, uh-oh, he knocked it over. But lo and behold, you broke it.
It was like, smash, matter.
I just totally dropped it out of my hand.
This is not the first time you have done this.
I know.
What's funny is I can picture Mike sitting in his chair, holding on to it, and it just slipping right through his hands, and him going, oh no.
It's so funny because I think you or I said the exact same thing to him about this last time.
Did I do this on the pod before?
Yes. Not like on the pod. You told a story about how you were like holding your beer, and then all of a sudden you like blinked, and your beer was just all over you on the couch.
Oh shit, that's right, yeah. And I just like dumped it down the side of my face.
You yeah. dropped your beer before on the pod, but I don't think you dropped the glass. I think it's when you're getting ready to open it or something. It didn't break.
I'm seriously trying to be careful because, like, I'm in my bare feet and there's, like, shards of glass everywhere.
In your bare feet?
I'm in my bare feet, yes.
You mean, like, his bare feet, Jim?
Yeah. Or you have, like little paws?
I was trying to get you to do the bear thing.
Oh, is it because there's like bears? Arr.
I can't believe I did that.
I can.
I'll listen to you. Well, that's a good. Liz says I have too many glasses. So I guess that's a way to get rid of one, right?
I mean, there's ways to do it.
Drop one on the ground, like just holding it. All right, I'll be right back.
No, take your time, man. Oh, fuck.
That was great.
We haven't even been going that long. She's like, you fucking idiot.
I guess I am. I was just sitting there talking to the guys, Liz, and it just slipped right out of my hands and crash. That sounded more like Chris Seymour than Mike.
Yeah, it totally did.
Oh, speaking of Chris Seymour, how about you go fuck yourself, Chris?
His painting is pretty cool, though.
Gordon?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool painting.
Yeah, if you like Tragically Hip, I guess. I don't know why listening to Mike clean it up is so interesting.
It's oddly soothing.
I'm about ready to go to sleep now.
Of course you are. Fucking blew our load early.
Well, that's a week, fellas. We'll catch you next time.
Have a week! Oh, wait, wrong podcast. Oh, look at that. I got another beer.
What are you drinking tonight, Mike? There's no reason for that.
I was just about done with the Alina, so.
Fun size milk stout.
What was I going to say?
What are you drinking, Mark?
Oh, you know, I was just going to say, as guys, I can't pot anymore for the rest of the night. Liz grounded me.
Nice. I was trying to make fun of you and talk for you while you were talking to Liz.
Oh, yeah?
It didn't work out very well. It sounded more like Chris Seymour, so we just told him to go fuck himself.
Oh, okay. That'll be one of those good moments of the podcast, right? Where were we? I don't even remember.
Fuck, man, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
I was talking about something.
Oh,
that fucking narrows it down.
I was asking you about the Evil Twin Brewing Glaze Imperial Donut, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Does it leave, like, that glaze on the roof of your mouth, like a glazed donut does?
Yeah, it has a very sweet upfront taste and kind of a nutty taste, like, going down.
Is it really? Dylan?
Is it a bit nutty?
I was waiting for it. No, it's not really roasty. It's more nutty.
That's just our de facto question now to ask you, because since you mock us for saying something's roasty.
Or sweet. Or wait, no. What? Not sweet. What was the...
Smooth?
No, smooth. Wasn't sweet.
Juicy.
Yes, juicy. This is definitely not juicy. Yeah, but it definitely, you can really taste the sweetness right up front. Like, as soon as that, wave of donut break hits your tongue, you're like, ooh, that's so sweet. And, like, you're right, it's like a very glazy taste finished up with a nutty after taste.
Hmm.
Oh, it does have almonds in it. That's probably it then.
The wound is because
coffee, vanilla, almonds, and donuts added. I think me and Dylan decided we kind of blew our whole load at the first 15 minutes, so.
Well, you never know what's going to happen. We still have other things to talk about.
Yeah, considering we haven't gotten anything we were planning on.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, Mike. Did you wish you could go back in time before you broke that glass?
Nah.
Not that much.
There's other
detriment.
Things I would sooner go back and change, to be honest with you.
Like meeting the two of us.
No. Completely avoid going to year three.
You know, guys, I think I'm just kind of over this. Okay. Fuck this. Oh, Liz, I'm done going to the hockey tournament. They just brought in a whole bunch of assholes. I haven't even met them yet, but I know they're going to be assholes. Especially this young Hispanic-looking boy.
This young Hispanic.
I kind of have a strange attraction to him.
Oh, Liz, I'm totally skipping. Fuck this noise. I'm done. No Kevin, no Mike. Nah, I wouldn't have it any other way. That's not what I would go back in time and change, guys, to be honest with you.
He's like, no, you know what I'd go back in time and change is, holding in that fart the first time me and Liz went on a date was really unbearable. I'd go back and let it out.
I just let it rip. I said that in Vince McMahon voice because I think it would sound more impressive.
I caught that. Did you see he doesn't want to be on TV anymore?
Oh, he just was the other night.
I don't think he can do it.
I think he thinks that he looks too old. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, I think he's very into how he looks. What was that?
Actually, you know what? I would maybe go back, I don't know, about 6 months or so, and maybe be a little more concerned about some things that happened 6 months ago than I was, I guess.
Wait, what? But,
well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Eventually, we'll get into it.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'm talking about, Jim.
Okay.
It's something that Liz and I were discussing a little while ago.
Oh.
Oh my God. This topic might get me a little bit. Okay, guys. So, I know you might give me some bullshit for getting a little emotional about it, but you know, when it comes down to it, Liz and I really do love our animals, and we love our fur kids. We love Pepper and Duffy and Annie, of course, and we've been having a time of it the last couple of weeks here, and it's been killing me. I don't know another way to put it, but Liz and I had a moment. I think it was either Saturday night or Sunday night. I don't remember which, but we were just bawling our eyes out because we were looking at all these old pictures of Pepper, and not to bury the lead, but Pepper's been really sick. She's hasn't been eating, and we went to the vet on Saturday, and he thinks it's some sort of liver thing and that she's got some sort of blockage maybe or something. And we've been trying all sorts of things to try and get her to eat, and we've been feeding her with a syringe, and she's been eating that food, and it's just been brutal. But what I was saying when I started this whole thing was I wish I could go back about 6 months, and I'm going to allude to a story I told you guys right on this podcast. Probably about, I don't even know when it was. I think it was before Christmas. Maybe longer than 6 months, maybe 8-9 months ago. Do you remember when I told the story about her having a run around the house where she had a explosion and she was
crying
and everything? Liz and I personally think that that was the beginning of all of this. And that happened twice. The second time we were a little bit more prepared. We saw it happening, and we were able to kind of sequester her a little bit sooner and take care of business a little bit quicker. But we didn't really. We thought she got better, and we thought that we had a good handle on it. And maybe we didn't. Because all of a sudden, like the last 2-3 weeks or so, she stopped eating. And she wasn't, while I was away on a trip that I kind of mentioned in the What Are You Drinking segment, I was up in Vermont, and she wasn't eating the entire time I was gone. She didn't eat the entire week after I came back. We thought maybe she was upset that I was gone, but it wasn't that. I mean, she wasn't eating anything. And, yeah, I mean, eventually we took her into the vet, like I said, and it's just been, it's been difficult because we, honestly, the one thing that we kind of were thinking about as far as this goes is like, she'd always been in really good health, and her and Duffy were ones that we didn't think that we really had to worry about as far as health declining right now. What we had been seeing was Annie and issues that she's been having as far as like her legs and how shaky she is on her legs and things like that, because she's getting up in age, and that was kind of what we've been concerned about for probably about the last year or so. And to have this happen was just kind of devastating to us because we weren't anticipating it.
Right.
I can only imagine, man.
And I know, I mean, a lot of people might think, oh, it's just a cat or whatever. But, I mean, these animals, I mean, you've seen how much care we put into them and how much we care for them. And, you know, you guys, I mean, I know, like, Pepper is probably the one that you guys had the least amount of exposure to, because what does she do when you come into our house? She runs away and she hides for the most part, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, but the first time, Mike, that I came up and visited, you told me as Pepper climbed up onto my lap and started purring, and as I was petting the cat, you were just like, Pepper has never done that before.
Very few people. She does it with me. She does it with Liz's dad and, you know, some other males like my dad. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a certain musk that some men have. I don't know, but it's very... Dude, do you gotta mock every fucking word I say to this?
I'm sorry.
I don't know how else to describe it. A certain smell, a certain odor. I don't fucking know.
Pheromone?
Sure, maybe a certain level of testosterone. How about that? It makes it sound a little more manly.
Sorry, there's nothing wrong with it. I just think it's funny because you pull out these words that you don't commonly hear.
I try to, man. I try to enhance the vocabulary on this podcast.
I try to enhance my vocabulary.
not you.
We have to.
Jim, you can't
Dylan,
even.
Dylan, we have to compensate for Jim, damn it.
Jim, how do you spell vocabulary?
V-O-C.
No. Oh, did you say V or B?
V.
I thought you said B.
Oh, V and B do sound similar.
Your vocabulary. How do you spell
vocabulary?
Oh, God. So, yeah. So, we have an appointment tomorrow with the vet, a follow-up appointment. And basically, this is the tough part, is we have to find out what he thinks as far as what we've been doing since Saturday, as far as trying to feed her. And is that working? Is that helping? And if he doesn't feel like it is, or he doesn't feel like it's progressing, then we have a very tough choice that we're going to have to make.
Mm.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing that Liz and I came up with is, and we were talking about this, I mean, literally an hour and change ago, is if we wanted to find out what was wrong with her and then potentially put her through a surgery, who is that benefiting? Is it benefiting her or is it benefiting us?
It's a tough call, man.
And it is. It really is, Jim. And, you know, the thing that we kind of thought is, and it has nothing to do with the money or anything of that, but, I mean, yeah, the stuff is expensive to do. When you start getting into, like, surgeries and ultrasounds and x-rays and all that business that, you know, you don't account for, is that we think that if we started taking it that much further, is that the benefit is more so because of us and how we feel about her than benefiting her. Not so much because, okay, maybe, yeah, that the surgery or whatever could fix her, but how much more she would, I mean, how much more it would affect her after the fact, all the pain that she'd be in afterwards and discomfort and all of that stuff too. But we're hoping that maybe he might see some improvement in what we've done over the last 4 to 5 days and say, hey, you're doing a good job, just keep it up, and let's, you know, follow up again next week and see how she's doing then. So that's kind of where we're headed with this. I mean, this is, I mean, we, you know, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. We don't, you know, really know what else to do or how to do it, but this is kind of what Liz and I have agreed on, you know? And it's not the easiest choice to make, but it's kind of what we, you know, decided on.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, obviously, it's a tough decision. And I'm sorry you're going through it, man.
Yeah. I am, too.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, yeah. I mean, we were just so, yeah. And, of course, you know, like, a lot of people have been asking me about it, and even people at work, you know, because I brought it up a couple times, and they asked me how it was going and everything. And, you know, everybody has their own experiences, and they're like, oh, well, maybe it's this or that or the other thing. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we're going to do what we can. But it's, I don't want her to suffer too much, you know?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have her suffer too much at my expense.
Right.
And not my expense dollar-wise, at my expense emotionally-wise.
Right, because you kind of have to make a judgment call eventually.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what's been happening here. you know, I wanted to talk about it, though. It makes me feel better to talk about it, honestly.
It usually does.
Yeah. It's so funny, you know, like, usually, like, a lot of the stuff I'll sound off to you guys about is just, it's funny observances or some such shit, you know, and some of the stuff I want to talk to you about tonight are exactly those, but this was something that I was just like, man, I wanted to talk about just to kind of get it off my chest a little bit, you know, and I know I'm going to have another update, you know, the next episode, and it's either going to be, yeah, we had to do something tomorrow, or, you know, she's still with us. And I hope it's the latter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, because...
I just heard somebody.
Yeah, I think that was probably Houdini, because I heard it too. Houdini's, giving her sympathy out, I think. It's funny, Liz kind of commented, and, you know, I'm not trying to bring this up to, you know, to look for birthday wishes, but Liz is like, this might be your worst birthday ever.
Now the appointment's tomorrow, right, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it might be. I had one other one. I was trying to think back. I had one other one that maybe ranked up there, but it was actually the day after my birthday, a few years ago. I actually had a tooth pulled.
I mean, that sucks, but, like, it's probably good in the long run.
Well, the irony wasn't lost on the woman at the front desk of the dental surgeon I went to when she looked at the date that she was filling in for, you know, the today's date, and then she asked me for my birthday, and it was, you know, she's like, oh, today's August 3rd. She's like, when's your birthday? August 2nd. She's like, happy birthday. Yeah. And she kind of laughed. She's like, hell of a birthday present to give yourself. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess we'll see how things go. Obviously, I'll keep you guys updated, and we'll let you know,
Yeah, if you need to talk, dude, obviously we're here.
Of course.
Well, of course. And, you know, I know you guys are here for me. And, you know, we talk a lot more than we do, you know, the hour and a half to 2 hours that we put out, you know, hopefully every week of this, you know, thing that we do. But, yeah, I know. I appreciate you guys' support through this and all the other stuff that, you know, we support each other on. It's kind of remarkable. You know, we were kind of joking about, you know, like me, you know, quitting after year two or whatever and not ever meeting you guys. But it's like I'm kind of glad I didn't. And it's more so about this and some of those friendships that have endured over that time. You know, you guys and, you know, Paul and Trevor and Brad and, you know, Katie and Amy Townsend and even Dave Mater and Chris Seymour, and he can go fuck himself. And,
Trevor.
I said Trevor, didn't I?
Oh, did you? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, all those friendships that have endured over the years, and Daryl, even, you know, and all these guys that, Warren Stanley, oh my God, he's having a girl. I saw that on Facebook tonight. That's mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome. And the announcement that they had for that was amazing.
Yeah, that was cool.
But, you know, all these guys, these friendships and stuff that have endured over the course, you know, since 2009, which I see it every year. Like, you look in those Facebook memories every day and or, you know, whenever you look at them and you see all these pictures from, you know, 2009 and 10. You know, we're doing all these events and going to all these things. And going, holy Christ, I've known some of these guys for almost 10 years now. It's just crazy. You know, there was a picture. I think I shared it with you guys or whatever, maybe the chat that we have with those guys. And it was Paul and I were in it. And I was like, oh, my God, we look so young in that picture. Even Paul in his advanced age now looked like a little baby face in it.
Is it advanced age?
Well, you know, I mean, what? He's getting up there, right?
Hey, yeah, you know, we don't call him old-ass motherfucking Paul Saunders for nothing.
Oh, we called him that then.
I know you did. I had to earn my right to call him that.
This is true.
Hashtag this is true.
Yeah, exactly. But that's a remarkable thing about all of that, and I'm glad I kind of stuck around for it, because that's the part that, you know, means something to me. And then I'm able to share this stuff with you guys and know that, you know, I can talk to you guys about this stuff.
Dude, I always think back to, like, getting to know you early on, and I was like, I really want to be friends with Mike. And I remember you were always like, oh, you're strange. And I was like, you know what? Totally 100% correct.
Strange or just what? I mean,
you're just like
15 years my younger. I mean, yeah. Strange may have been like not the right word to use, but just maybe strange was the right word to use, that you wanted to hang out with a bunch of older men.
Wow.
It's the truth.
I don't know. Maybe there's some secret things that Dylan needs to tell us about.
I just thought you guys seemed like fun people. That's it.
Man, I kind of took this thing down a little bit with talking about Pepper and everything.
No, dude, why you? There's nothing wrong with talking about that. I mean,
I know, but you know, it is part of life, you know, and I get that, but we tend to be like a little bit, no pun intended, Dylan, but a little higher as far as our mood. And so, Jim, I got to ask, what in the fuck happened to you?
Oh, before we move on from that, you cut this out or leave it. We haven't potted in a while. We had to put Zoe down, too, within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, shit, that was,
I can't remember.
Was it your dog?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I remember you were talking about that.
Yeah, she wasn't
the
doing
dog
good.
Sick, right?
Yeah, so we did end up having to put her down. And you exactly what you said. It's we got in that situation where it was like, you know, keeping her around, is it basically for my selfishness or is a time for her to not suffer, you know? And it's hard. Yeah. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just, you know.
Yeah, because any way you shake it, it's difficult. It's a difficult choice to make, but you also feel like shit making that choice, right?
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, even like we were in Ocean City. There's a place there called Kite Loft on the boardwalk. We always stop in when we're there. And it's just cool. I don't have kites or fancy kites or anything, but we go in there and they have a section, which, you know, not like I went in for it, but Zoe like tore toys apart. And I'd always try to buy her those really tough dog toys, like for dogs like Annie, like that size. And she'd still shred them in like a day. And we came walking across this one section, and they had dog toys, and they had, like, older dogs, like, Undestructible toys or whatever. And I went to go tell Victoria, oh, we should grab something for Zoe. It didn't even, like, click until, like, I had the thought in my head, and I was like, oh. You know, I didn't say it out loud, but it was like, it just, even after the fact, it still doesn't register with you.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. I feel for you, dude. I meant to tell you just for the sheer fact that I know exactly where you're at right now, and it fucking blows, man.
Yeah.
So, I wish you and Liz all the best of luck to just make it through it.
Well, we'll definitely know more tomorrow. I mean, literally, tomorrow. Like,
yeah. Yep, I hear you.
24 hours from now, you know? I mean, or less than that.
But yeah, good 18 luck.
18 hours from now, let's just say that. So, you mentioned going to Ocean City.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get there, I saw your picture that you posted on Facebook with your Thanos lights shining.
Oh yeah,
love. And the only thing that came to mind is I think you should totally bring that on the cruise.
Nice.
And wear it to dinner one night.
Dude, it's huge. I
don't know. Is that what she said?
Boonch. Favorite line ever. But
okay, maybe don't bring it on the cruise then if it's that big.
If I can maybe get it in my bag where I keep my sleeping machine.
You're bringing it, dude. You're bringing it.
I'd fucking wear it around everywhere on the cruise. Little kids coming up being like, hey, can I see it? Be like, no, you can't wield this kind of power.
That would be the perfect line,
dude, you're bringing it, and also I'm borrowing it.
Well, you can't wield that kind of power, kid.
Sure I can.
What would be really funny is at, like, 3:30 in the morning if you, like, turned it on and was standing over top of Sean.
It would be better if I was just like, yeah, this is me, I've got the Infinity Gauntlet, and Mike just reaches down and, like, grabs it, and he's just like, oh, but it's mine now, and puts it on. So wait, did Jim say what the fuck happened to him?
Oh, no, we started talking about the gauntlet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So you went on vacation, but I know we got some messages from you, what, about midway through the vacation or so, that maybe you weren't feeling so well.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you call it feeling well or whatever, but so...
You were hurting. How about
that? On my Jeep, I got the crossbars that I can take on and off, and then I got, I don't know what to call them, turtle, clamshell, whatever, where you got extra storage for traveling. So I had had that up and on and everything, and had a ladder next to it, and was loading up the top of the Jeep, and, you know, kind of lost my footing a little bit, and, like, my right arm was, like, straight up in the air, like you'd raise your hand in class to ask a question. And I kind of, like, fell a little bit forward, and I caught by the car because I had the ladder pretty close. And I was just, like, kind of weird leaning kind of thing. And I couldn't, like, push myself back enough to get back on the ladder because, like, my one arm was up. And, like I said, it was just a weird angle. So when I went to go push myself back, like, I couldn't get my footing right. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going to be able to get my footing back on there or whatever. So I kind of pushed the ladder back a little bit and slid down the side of the car, and I like didn't like fall off it like I was, you know, like somebody jumping from the top rope and fell on their shoulder or anything. Like it wasn't bad at all. So right after it happened, I'm like, oh fuck, man, that just like hurts. And I didn't think anything of it, and went in the house for a little bit, and it was still hurt, and I just figured I sprained or bruised it or something. So I left up the, finished throwing the stuff up on the top of there or whatever, which at that point I think I just started using my left hand because it just hurt, like, to lift it up so far, so I just wasn't doing it.
Did that feel like somebody else was doing it?
Nice, no. I still was quite aware. So, that's pretty good, though. So, we leave, you know, and I told Victoria about it and everything. And, you know, Jake ended up driving down and back, pretty much. We stopped halfway on the way down. And, you know, because my shoulder hurt. Which, thank God he did, because, you know, that let me rest and everything. So we're down there, like, I did that Friday afternoon, one before we left. Jake got there at, like, 5, we took off. So it was, like, say, around 2, 3 o'clock Friday. And, like, say Monday, Victoria looks at me and she goes, "Holy shit, Dad, your arm's black and blue." And I don't know if you guys have ever had, like, a black and blue mark or something. Like, when you look at it, it doesn't look that bad. But if you look at it in the mirror or something, you're like, "Wow, that looks totally different." So I could, like, see my shoulder, but it didn't look that bad. And I, like, she took a picture of it and showed me, and I'm like, "Holy crap, it really is bruised." And there was an urgent care down on Ocean City, like 20 blocks away from us. She goes, "You should go there." I'm like, "I really think I just sprained it or whatever. I'm not going." So, like, Wednesday, it just, like, just kept hurting. And I'm like, "Oh, fuck it, I'm going to go." So I went down to this urgent care, and they did a couple x-rays, and a lady comes in. She goes, "Well," she goes, I can't remember what exactly. It was like a three-word term. But basically I fractured my humerus bone. And she's like,
"Oh, that's not very funny."
Well, I said, "Well, either way, that's not there." I went, "Oh, that's kind of funny." And she just kind of looked at me. But
like, "Oh yeah, never heard that one before."
So yeah, exactly. Like, "What do you mean? I got to drink this coffee hot?" But
and you go, "Waka waka."
So I was like, and she like shows me the x-ray, and I'm like, "I don't see it." She goes, "Well, let me blow it up for you." She's like, "It's right here," and she's like outlining.
Wait,
it with
the x-ray or something else?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm like, "I still don't see it." She's like, "Well, let me blow it up some more." And she's like, "It's the pen or whatever." She's like, "Right here." And I'm like, "Okay." But I still couldn't see it. So my home doctor, my primary doctor, made me an appointment with an orthopedic doctor because she said, you know, that's who I had to go see. He took some x-rays, said the same thing, it's broke. But, so I got to stay in a sling for like 6 weeks, go see him in like 10 days to make sure that it's healing up right, because there's really nothing they can do for it. Unless it's fucked up, like after, like, it, you know, if it doesn't start healing right, then, you know, something might be up. But that's really about it. I'll have to do, like, they'll show me some therapy stuff to do to my arm to, like, get my range of motion back, because I literally can't lift it up past, like, 90 degrees.
Hmm.
Like, if I do, it feels like I get, like, an electroshock or something.
Ooh.
Like, one of those radiating pains. So, I basically just don't lift it up. I keep it in the sling and kind of just hang out.
So has that made it easier for you to, you know, take care of business down there?
No, I can wipe with my left or my right. It don't matter.
I wasn't talking about your fucking butthole, dude.
Oh.
You just use the left hand. Makes it feel like it's somebody else.
The stranger.
Oh, that's gross.
Dude, I said that same joke like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I know.
Where were you?
I don't know. I was here, but I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Dylan's like, "Oh, you're telling a story?"
Or I just realized how gross it is.
Oh, my God, Dylan.
You know what?
Hmm. Hang on. Well, you're going to get out your left hand and... Oh.
What's happened? Where'd he go?
Man, he just set something on the desk.
With force.
No, I didn't. It's closing the door.
Oh. I was like, that's impressive. No wonder it's still with you.
For a little more Arrestin Thunderfuck.
Uh-oh. So, Jim, it's kind of funny you mentioned, like, the taking the picture so you could see the injury and the bruises and whatnot. Because I kind of have a story that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, when I went to Vermont with all my beer friends.
Not his real friends.
My beer friends.
So Christy, like when you're with Matt, your
and Rob and Rob and Lisa and Lee and Sean.
So when you're with your beer friends.
His brother. He didn't forget his brother.
My Rochester beer friends. How about that?
Is your brother more than just a beer friend though? Because I mean, he's like one of those circle things where he crosses many lines, right?
He does, man. He does.
So like when you're with your beer friends.
Venn diagram.
No, this circle thing. Yeah, Venn diagrams. That's what they're called. Yeah, you're right.
Is Sean the Venn diagram of people?
He is.
He's almost in the middle of the Venn diagram, if you will.
He almost crosses over all, like 87%.
He does. He crosses over a lot into a lot of different realms, I would say.
So basically, I'm doing beer friends in quote. So when you're with your beer friends and like the pod comes up, or me and Dylan, your pod friends?
Actually, the podcast did come up. And like I got quite a few questions about
it. Yeah, right,
it did. Yeah, yeah. They're like, wow, you guys have already done 100 episodes of it. That's really cool. And yeah, we were talking about it a little bit.
They were just fucking humoring.
They're like, Jesus, who's gonna fucking take one for the team this time and bring up the pod to Mike? You know, who makes him happy.
Sean's like, oh, I brought it up last year, guys.
No, actually, it's funny because it came up because we were talking about the nuisance park ranger.
Oh, nice.
Oh, because that was a great story.
That's the group of people I was with when that all went down.
Gotcha.
No, I know. I that story is just so great.
So, Dylan, do you notice how he didn't answer my question?
What's that? Like, who bites the bullet? Like
No. Like, when it comes up, are me and Dylan your pod friends?
No, you're just Jim and Dylan.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I was classifying them to you guys so you would know, like, who they were. Like, not necessarily,
I always
like,
do this. I always put the fucking weed in the wrong part of the pipe.
Wow.
Mm.
Hopefully you don't get some other stuff in the wrong part.
Oh, God damn it! This thing looks exactly the same from both sides.
I don't think so.
So Jim, this year we went on this trip, right?
Right.
And instead of camping, which we had a not so nice experience with last year, we decided to get an Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really great time. It was very relaxing. It was nice to get out of town for a little while. For, I don't know, I was gone for, what, 5 days or whatever. It was cool. But in true Mike fashion, why the hell wouldn't I injure myself? Not once, not twice, but three times.
Like, is it when you get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, kind of.
Dude, I know it hurt, but, like, It is true. You literally, like, can't do this. Like, you can't not go anywhere and not get hurt. Like, you, like, when you fucked up your knee in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
I don't know what was worse, though. The fact that, like, it happened, or the fact that I, like, was too busy looking at a fucking iguana. And I looked over and I'm like, oh, what happened to you?
You know what one of the funniest things that happened on that cruise last year? And I don't think we've ever talked about it. I'm sorry, Mike, I'm derailing
your
thing.
No, it's okay. That's okay.
Is the fact that, like, me and Mike were in sync when we were in Puerto Rico. So when we got off the boat, we were walking over to go to the...
The fort?
Yeah, the fort, thank you. And remember the iguana or whatever that they threw on you? And you're like, yeah, put it on my shoulder, yeah, put it on my head, yeah. Me and Mike, like, kind of just, both at the same time, just kind of, like, took a step back, looked at each other, and kind of, like, not shook our heads, but just kind of, like, tilted them, like, Dylan has no idea what they're doing right now. And you're
right,
like, guys.
Because they were totally shaking him down for money.
Right, but me and you knew that. And he's like, guys, look, get some pictures, check out this.
There's a lizard with a little hat on my head.
Yeah, and he's like, they're like, here, we could do this, we could do that. And then they're like, what did they tell you, like, $15 for a picture? And you're like, no, take it off.
No, dude, it was like $5 at the most.
But it was just so hilarious. Dude, you were, like, so excited.
I didn't care, man.
I know, but it was just it was funny because it was completely like it was so like genuine that you were excited and like innocent. And here's me and Mike just kind of like look at each other like out of the corner of our eyes like they're trying to shake him down.
Yep. Yep. Oh, everybody else knew what was up.
I mean, I think
everybody.
I think
Jim. It wasn't just you and I.
He was like, "This is pretty sweet."
And the rest of us, I mean, Paul, Liz, yeah. Kathy, the rest of us are going, yeah, they're trying to fleece somebody for some money here.
But I don't know why, but that instance or that part of Puerto Rico always fancied me for some reason.
I know you wiped out, Mike, but God, that was such a great day. Like, that was just such a good, honest, great day.
It was fun. I had a good time. I mean, like, exploring the fort with all of us, and then we went to lunch and had the the stuff with the plantains. I can't remember the freaking name
Mofongo.
Of it.
The Mofongo.
And then Paul, Dylan, and I went and explored the other fort. Granted, I rolled my ankle on the way there, and that kind of sucked. And but
I think
that
picture
of
you, Dylan, Paul, and myself. Kind of like all standing there, like in that one fort, like top part.
With the selfie stick when we took it, like when we were leaving.
I think Kathy took the picture for us.
I think we did one with a selfie stick that Kathy brought that was pretty cool.
Maybe I don't remember, but I just love that picture.
That's a great picture. Captures us all very well.
Yeah. Well,
that was a good day. Although my favorite part was when I was like, getting margaritas with Paul, and I was like, isn't the boat leaving at like 3:30? And he's like, no man, it's leaving at 4:00, it's all good.
And you guys didn't know why I went back.
Well, no, we were like, we're gonna go get a drink, and you're like, okay, you know, I'm sure you know what you're doing. And then I'm like, Paul, are you sure?
Liz was fucking panicking too because she was wondering where the hell we were.
Yeah, and I'm like, Paul, are you sure that the boat doesn't leave at 3:30? You know, like, because it's getting to be that time, and I feel like that. He goes, I'm positive it's 4:00. And then I'm like, dude, I see a lot of people walking by. Are you? You're positive? You're dead positive that it's 4:00? He goes, fine, I'll check. He goes, oh shit, it is like, it's like 3:30, and I'm just like, god damn it, motherfucker. I think I had to get, I'm like, dude, get him over here. Like, we had to get our waiter because we had to finish up, and I'm like, give me a fucking to-go cup so I can just bring this thing on the boat with me. Because I still had like fucking half a margarita to drink.
Right. Yeah, I was back on the ship by that point.
And I think it was funny because I think we saw Jim and Kathy outside. And and Jim was just like, where are you guys running to? And we're like, we got to get on the boat. And he's like, I know.
That's funny.
I'm walking
yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. You were like talking to some dude or like looking at some shit or whatever. And it was it's so funny knowing that, it's not funny, but it's still pretty funny that Liz was like shitting a brick over it.
Oh, she was nervous.
Like, oh my God, where are they?
Could you have imagined though, like if we missed or if you missed that ship, the next port ultimately would have been back in Miami.
Oh yeah, I know, it would have sucked. But I have this.
Well,
really
given
funny...
that the next port was supposed to be Grand Turk and we didn't make it there,
right?
You, I guess you would have been in Puerto Rico for the rest of your vacation.
I would have ate a lot of fucking Mofongo.
Yeah.
But I have a funny image of like the boat taking off, and Liz is just like, we haven't seen them. They're gone. They're stuck. They're there. They're gone forever. We're never gonna see them. Yeah, Dylan and Paul stuck there together. And then we just like walk up behind, and we're just like, hey, why is everybody looking so sad?
Well, yeah, we got another trip coming up in a couple of months to. Make some more memories, I guess, right? Nah, it's all good, man. So we mentioned it about me, rolling my ankle in Puerto Rico. So true to form, you know, I start to garner injuries as I leave Rochester and head to Vermont, right? Because what else the hell am I going to do? So we travel around to a few different breweries the first day, Wednesday, right out of the gate, right? And we stop at a bottle shop too, and wouldn't you know that I stubbed my toe on the shopping cart that I'm pushing. Nice. And I got flip-flops on. Let me preface it with that, right? And immediately, like, blood starts gushing out of my little toe.
Aww.
I just gushing, dude. I've never seen anything like it. It's like it's like it started bleeding as bad as, like, when Ric Flair cuts himself in a wrestling match, nice. Jim. Yeah.
Just like, did I step on the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we go a couple of days, right? And then, would you know what? I stubbed that same freaking toe on one of the couches in the living room at the Airbnb. And so it opens it up all over again. And of course, starts bleeding everywhere. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. So we get to the Airbnb that first night, and we're all pretty hungry. And I'm like, oh, Sean and I brought some burgers. We're gonna grill up some burgers. Some people getting in the hot tub, which the hot tub, by the way, will come into play. I'm gonna bring it back around to one of your stories in a minute, Jim, but. So I go to fire up the grill, which it's a propane grill, which if you guys have grilled at my house before, you know, I don't use propane. I use charcoal because I like how charcoal works, you know.
The fucking propane tank explodes.
It almost did, dude. So I turn the gas on, right? I turn the burners on. And the igniter doesn't really work, so they got those little stick Bic lighters, you know, like the long stick ones. And yeah. I go to light it, and whoosh! I still am missing quite a bit of hair on my right arm.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm picturing, like, the fucking thing just exploding, and then just, like, the only thing that's left is, like, the smoking crater, and it's just Mike walking out of the smoke. Like, he's generally unharmed, but, like, all his clothing is, like, burned up and tattered. Like, his shirt's just hanging on by threads. He's, like, barely wearing pants, and he's just, like, all of his fucking hair is gone. And he's just like, oh, wow, guys, that was not good.
Actually, it's mostly just, like, the hair down at my wrist is gone on my right arm. And then... I was like, man, what else did I do? And I started feeling like my right eye, like it felt like there was something in my eye. I think I burned like some of my eyelashes off. And then, I felt like my eyebrow and like all the hair, like if you've ever burned hair, have you ever done this?
Yeah.
It feels like terrible. It smells terrible. And it's also kind of like crinkly almost is the best way I can describe it.
It's like, it's like this weird, it's a weird burn because it's like, it's crinkly, but it's also like kind of like smushy or like you're rubbing out like clay or something.
Rubbing out.
Shut up, man. I knew
it
you were
all comes that. Back to Dylan rubbing things out tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like playing with charcoal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, charcoal, falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's weird. I know what you're saying.
All right. Both of those instances literally happened on the first night of this trip, right? Or the first day of this trip. The arm hair, the eyebrow hair, and the stubbing my toe until it bleeds horrifically. Both happen Wednesday. The other thing that occurred, I mentioned that hot tub, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first night of the trip, I couldn't get into the hot tub, but Thursday, after we toured around town, and, bless you, we tour around town, we go to a couple different breweries, we come back up to the Airbnb, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna get in the hot tub. So we fire the thing up, and oh my god, it was gorgeous, the water felt great, it's bubbling. The view is great. We're just sitting there. I get in and I'm just sitting there and occasionally adjusting and, you know, like, you know, moving about a little bit, getting in and out of the water, because after a while it gets a little too hot and, you know, you don't want to stay in there too long. And so have a great time, have a few beers. I go to bed that night and I'm actually sharing a room with Sean. And
hey, I'm going to be doing that.
Yeah, yeah. So this might be something this might be something that Sean might notice if, you know, like you do like a late night trip to the hot tub, which, you know, you might. I roll over and the lights are still on in the room and he goes, "Oh my God, what the hell's on your back?" And Jim, this is where I'm going to get back to something that you mentioned about your daughter taking pictures of the bruises.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to be eaten by roaches.
He takes a picture of my back with his cell phone. And he's like, "You got to see this."
He's fucking glowing like Godzilla.
So he hands me his phone and I look at it, and across my back are these huge, like I would say probably half an inch in diameter circles all the way across my back. And they look raised, like there's something underneath my skin.
Like a mosquito bite?
No, I mean, these things are gigantic, like the diameter of a half dollar.
Oh my God!
What the fuck happened?
Well, I'm getting there. So they look raised on the picture that he took, right? Which is in this, you know, Airbnb, you know, bedroom where, you know, the lighting wasn't great and everything, but it was decent enough. Like you could read a book if you wanted. So I'll kind of reset. So I'm not sure what you last heard.
So the lighting wasn't great.
The lighting wasn't great in this room and everything. But he takes this picture and I look at it and go, "Oh my God, what the hell are these things?" And I'm thinking, man, I might have to like go to the emergency room or something, right? Based on this picture. So I go into the bathroom and I turn, like I kind of look over my shoulder at these things in the light of the bathroom. I'm like, "Oh, these things aren't raised at all." And I'm looking at them and they look like perfectly round circular hickeys on my back. And there's four of them that are like perfectly formed all the way across. And then there's a few other ones that are a little bit lighter in shade. And they're like in just various spots.
I'm
like,
"Yo, was it the fucking jets blowing on you?"
You fucking nailed it, Dylan.
Really?
I've had it figured out for like as long as you've been telling the story.
It was the jets from the fucking hot tub. Like basically whatever I think they suck the water back in from, you know, what's in the hot tub and then blow it back out.
Okay.
And I happened to just be leaning against it perfectly where it sucked onto my skin and left these marks on my back, like straight across my back. And they were there pretty much for the entire weekend. I got back home on Sunday and they were gone. Because I went to show them to Liz and she's like, "There's nothing there."
So you know what I think the funniest part of this is?
What's that?
The fact is that you had just, you didn't even notice that it happened.
No, because why would you?
But it's just really funny to me. You just, like, it's like you even getting the slightest, like, inkling that something might be weird. You're just like, "I'm fine."
But it was nothing weird, though. Like, I mean, it's when it was happening.
Yeah.
That, again, I just think that's so funny. You're just like, "Nope, didn't even notice."
You wouldn't have.
Wow.
No, I mean, anybody wouldn't have noticed that, like, something was wrong. Or something was occurring until after it happened.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean it was kind of amusing to say the least. So like we just called them hot tub hickeys.
That's a good name for them.
Yeah, yeah. So Dylan, you never know. You might end up at the sometime in the middle or end of the second annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise having a hot tub hickey, if you will.
Hmm. Hopefully not with Sean.
No, I mean, I would hope not. Well, I mean, you might be in the hot tub at the same time as him.
That would crack me up if I was just like, hey, man, you want to go to the hot tub? And Sean's like, yeah, okay.
You know what I found out about him, though?
What?
This is the funny thing is he disclosed that he had never been in a hot tub prior to that weekend in Vermont.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was incredibly interesting. I told him, I was like, well, wait until you get a load of, like, you know, the area that we're going to be in on this cruise. It's because we're going to have two hot tubs that are basically designated for that section that we're in. And they're basically adult only.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. So, Jim, there was one more thing about this trip that I wanted to bring up, and I think you would agree. You're going to get great pleasure out of this portion of this talk, because it was something that you brought up on the previous episode of the podcast.
Okay.
You brought up soap.
Mm.
And I know how much you brought this topic up regarding washing soap off. And if anybody was skeptical about this topic, I think I would say it myself. I was incredibly skeptical.
You were very skeptical and very dismissive. Bah, it doesn't exist.
But then when you explained it better, I admitted that, like, yeah, that I've had that happen. So we went up, like I said, we went up to Vermont on this trip, and wouldn't you know it, but the water at this Airbnb was incredibly soft.
Mm.
Or wait. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I got that backwards. It was incredibly hard.
That's what she said.
To where it left that film, if you will, on your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I immediately thought of you as...
Well, you're in the shower.
Well, as I was in the shower. Actually, as I was in the hot tub, too.
Ooh.
Because I was like, man, this is the water that Jim was talking about.
See? You thought it was a myth.
Yeah. No, I didn't think it was a myth. I just didn't understand what you were referring to at first. The other part of it that came up kind of interesting about it, though, was that the water also was very, like, sulfuric. Like, it smelled very eggy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Liz kind of, I was telling her about it, she thought that maybe it was, like, maybe well water or something like
probably
that.
Probably was.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I hate when I turn the fucking, like, faucet on in the bathroom, and I'm just like, oh my god, this fucking shit smells terrible.
Maybe yeah. It's something on the East Coast or something.
Yeah, it's probably hot water.
It has to do... It's definitely got to do with, like, local water sources and, like, you know, filtration, something like that.
Yeah. And this was up in the mountains, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen to me fucking... I don't know, man. Like, I'm just... Listen to me talking out of my fucking ass.
So, Jim, I had to bring that up. I mean, I kind of felt like it was like a bit of a, what do they call that? A comeuppance?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to actually admit to you that, yes, I had, I mean, less than 24 hours after we had that episode where you talked about it, I had an experience with water that had that filmy, slimy feel to it.
You've probably had it before, but me talking about it was, you were probably like,
I've had it before, yeah, when I've traveled for work, like in various hotels and whatnot.
Yeah. A lot of things people you don't realize until somebody else brings it up.
Yeah. Or you don't really, I mean...
You dismiss
really,
it.
No, I mean, you don't really think about it all too much. I mean, unless you're in the context of a podcast where one of your guests or one of your fellow hosts brings it up as a topic of conversation.
Zachary.
Yeah. Zachary.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, yeah, all in all, it was a fun trip. like I said before, came home to like a little bit of a downer, but yeah, it was good times, great memories.
I'm glad you had fun.
Can't wait to go on my next trip, and that'll be with some other folk.
His pod friends.
My pod friends. My pod friend. Oh, boy. What else you guys want to talk about tonight?
I don't know, man. We covered a lot of ground tonight.
We did. At first, you didn't think that we were going to get that far, because we kind of pre-showed it a lot, eh?
Sure.
I don't understand why that's ever a concern.
What's that?
Not enough stuff. We've already established Dylan will just talk and talk and talk.
I've had a feeling, you know, like in all honesty in doing this, like, what? I mean, how many years are we into this now, Gene?
Three,
right?
Yeah.
It'd be three in October, right?
Yep.
That there's been a couple times where I've been like, oh my God, we don't like have anything like set that we want to talk about for sure.
And those end up being some of the longest episodes.
Well, longest, and sometimes like the content ends up being the best. Like we just kind of just riff off of each other, or we come up with these topics just off the, you know, off the cuff, and they end up being, you know, gold as far as I'm concerned. Like they just end up being fun topics to talk about.
It's more spontaneous.
Occasionally, I think if we regiment it too much and we don't go off the rails a little bit, it ends up being a little too. It ends up being a little too formatted or outline-ish.
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, you know, just going to Dark Lord. The trip up there, being there, it's not like we wrote down shit to talk about every day. It's not like we ever have a lack of ever having anything to talk about. So pod wouldn't be any different.
Right. I mean, all of this is all about just life experience and whatnot. I think that's what works about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just in general, I mean... Yeah, it's kind of cool, like, when we're like, oh, I got to talk about this, or I want to bring this up, but I don't think we've ever had a lack of just being able to bullshit.
Right. And, I mean, how could I not tell you guys about back hickeys?
Right.
I mean, it seemed like a good topic for this.
I'm surprised that we found out so late.
I saved it for the podcast, man. I wanted to keep it fresh.
I know, but that's kind of difficult to do sometimes.
It is, but, man, sometimes there's things I'll just... you know, I'll hold until I know we're going to podcast, just because I think I don't want to taint the story.
Right. You said taint it.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to think of a word for it. It just, you know, sometimes if I feel like if I've told something already to you guys, then like if we try and tell it on the pod, it just doesn't.
I get it.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel as natural. But I'm glad that we're able to do this, and you know, it's I can't believe it's already been 3 years almost.
Yeah.
That's kind of
quick, man.
Yeah.
We average 33 episodes a year, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, all things considered.
We'll be a little bit over that this year, won't we?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man. We've skipped a lot.
Yeah, lately we have. But summer's always kind of been like that for us.
That's true, because we're doing things.
I mean, you got a lot going on right now, too.
Yeah. That's probably the reason why I'm not going... that's hands down the reason why I'm not going to Bulgarthon this week.
Well,
such a weird day, to...
33 episodes a year, we would have hit 99 in October.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're ahead of that.
Yeah.
By a few.
Like five.
Well, I mean, it's beginning of August, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's funny is we, I think we did 99, a week or two after Brantford. And here we are, about a couple months later, and we're still only at 103.
Nice.
It's like we've gotten past 100. We can take a breather.
Well, we could take a breather, and we tried to push so we could get to 100 by, like, that weekend, and we just barely missed it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's all good. But, I mean, we'll be, I think, this has probably been the year that we've done the most episodes.
Probably, and we're gonna we've got a lot of stuff coming up. Which, you know, like we're gonna be able to, you know, we're gonna record on vacation and.
Which I mean that it's the third year that we're doing it, and that this is the year that we've done the most episodes. Says something as far as like the staying power of doing. Like if we started out strong, like the first year was like 40 episodes, and then we just kind of tailed off in the second year, and then tailed off even further in the third year.
Yeah, exactly. I hear what you're saying.
But that we're increasing is good.
Oh.
Maybe 1 year we'll be up to like more than 52.
Oh. Huh.
That might be difficult. But yeah, I think on the cruise and, you know, the trip that we have going, we'll probably do at least, what, 2-3 episodes at least?
Yeah, we got the Airbnb for a few days before the cruise, so that's like prime recording territory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, especially we'll have Sean and Liz and Kathy with us. You know, we could go around the table and just, you know.
Like 70 show style?
I'm expecting that maybe a few bottles of beer are going to show up at that Airbnb.
I have no doubt. We'll bust out some bottles. I don't know that I'll bring any with me, but I most certainly will buy some while we're down there.
I'm trying to minimize the collection, so I might bring something good for that. You know what I mean? Sounds like Jim's getting tired. It is 11.
It is. And I actually have an early day tomorrow. Because the unfortunate part is that I got to go to the vet tomorrow after work.
Yeah. Well, I could be bitching about this fucking moving process and just all the fucking hurdles. But I don't even feel like it.
Well,
you know,
I think... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm not even going to dish out the Sarge of the Week right now, because like, I'm in too good of a mood right now after doing this episode. Also, did someone just fart or have like a massive stomach rumble?
I think that was Mike.
That was my chair.
Oh, okay. What were you going to say, Mike?
I was just going to say, I think after you get all moved in and settled, then we can talk about the move process and whatnot. It might be a good bit to talk about.
Oh, it's been interesting, man.
We would love to hear about it.
Well, I would love to tell you guys, because I want to tell you where you think if I have gone wrong in any of it. So be like, why did you do that? Why didn't you just do this?
Wow, Jim already sounded disgusted at you.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Maybe next week or the week after. Next week I'm not going to be 100% moved in up until like the weekend of the 11th and 12th. And I literally get 1 weekend to myself, and then I'm off to Vegas for Sarah's birthday.
Dude, wait till you get used to being on your own though, like by yourself. And that silence is so nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I'm definitely looking forward to telling you guys about my Vegas trip. I think that's going to be a blast. I've never been to Vegas, and I'm ready to check it out.
So that's in another couple weeks, so we definitely have to record next week then.
In fact, well, I just booked the hotel for Heroes and Villains today.
What the hell is that?
A New Jersey thing.
What Jersey thing? Comic-Con? When are you going to be then? When are you going to be here?
6th, 7th, 8th, 9th?
Of what?
September. Remember the Comic-Con that Chad's going to?
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, where is that?
Edison.
Oh, it's in Edison?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the Meadowlands.
No, I just booked the hotel tonight. It's in Edison.
Well, where's the event?
Hold on, I can tell you.
At the New Jersey Convention and Expo Center. Where the fuck is that?
In Edison. Yeah, being friends with Dylan's mom comes with some perks, Mike.
I can't be friends with her.
Why is that?
Because she dissed me the last time I came to New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, she did. You're
still salty about that.
I should be.
You hear that, Kit? You're getting fucking called out.
Why wouldn't I be? That was some bullshit there.
It was some bullshit. I agree.
Oh, shit, man. That's like, yeah. That's like less than 2 miles away from where we stayed, Dylan. That Sheraton that we stayed at.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That Sheraton it's is where we're staying.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right across the street from Harold's. Yep. That was a nice place.
That's where we're staying at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good hotel. Excellent rate, dude.
I think I did it through Hotwire. I think I got it for like 80-something bucks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 80 bucks. I split the room with Sarah.
Oh, shit, man. Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, guys, I have one question for you before we wrap it up.
Yeah.
Mike's going to be like, oh, I don't know. I didn't see it, but I know Della did. And it made me think of it because I sent the GIF. Shazam looks fucking funny as fuck, dude.
I gotta say, it. I will say this. It looks a hell of a lot better than Aquaman.
I'll tell you what, dude. This might be the first DC movie where I'm like, they fucking did a good job.
Like, they made it a little bit different and not just like the same old dumb bad shit. Yeah, it didn't look terrible. It did not look terrible. I giggled at quite a few moments.
I did too, dude. That's why I was kind of like, man, I don't think it looks that bad.
Yeah, dude, Aquaman looks like shit.
Did you see the poster for Aquaman?
It's horrible.
Dude, it looks like fucking Finding Nemo.
I know. I liked all the alternate ones that I've seen pop up.
Tons of people.
Although, easily the most depressing one was the one with all like the plastic bags and the garbage in the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the movie does not look good. It just looks like Black Panther, but with like, it's just the Little Mermaid. No, Shazam didn't look too bad. I didn't watch the new Venom trailer yet either.
It was okay. It was a lot more of the same. I'm kind of reserving judgment on that until I can see it, because I don't think there's been enough to...
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm like kind of like, I don't know. We'll see how it is. So.
I'm indifferent about it right now, and I think mostly because Sony's doing it.
Right. You heard about the fucking merger, though, right? You know, Disney owns all those Fox properties now. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking pumped about that.
And the only person they're not going to recast is Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I did see that. Which, dude, if they... That would be stupid.
Right.
I mean, that would be like recasting... Well, I know you don't like him, but recasting Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, well, even though he's probably done after the next movie, but, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, there's just people that, like... Deadpool, dude. Not saying he can't ever be replaced, but that's some big shoes to fill whenever he decides to stop doing it.
No, I hear you. So, what else?
And even, like, if I read something now, too, like, we've talked about it before, about how you, like, you create voices and stuff for people and it's animated when you read comics and stuff. But, like, if I read something now and Deadpool's in it, I hear Ryan Reynolds' voice now. Like,
yeah, it's pretty hard not to hear him.
It's weird, though, but it's not like I set out to do it, but it's like that's how what I hear.
Nope, I hear you.
No pun intended. All right, homies.
All right. Hey, you know what I was going to mention is you could go back to New Jersey in December and go to Walker Stalker Con at the same convention center.
Waka Waka.
Yeah.
Waka Stalker.
It's the same company that puts on Heroes and Villains.
Waka Stalker. Hey, but you know what? If you want to check out all of our happenings, where we're headed, where we're going, weddings I'm not invited to, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod. Oh, fuck that. You know what? You know why? I don't care that I'm not invited to the wedding, because I'm going to go hang out with Paul motherfucking Saunders.
Yeah, go see the mule.
I wish the best, though, with Dave and Jane.
Oh, dude, I do too, but man, that is going to be a drunk fucking wedding. I'm going to tell you right now.
Especially with you and your date that you're bringing along with you.
Mott?
Wait. No.
Well, Mott is going to be there.
Mott is going to be your date?
Yeah, Mott's going to be my date.
You're bringing Mott to the wedding? That's fucking weird, dude.
You know, we got invited. You know, it worked out. It worked out.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, that is coming up. I think it's going to be a fun time, but I do think it's going to be an incredibly drunk wedding. Jim, you got to drive me home.
Okay. It's a nice day for a drunk wedding.
Do you remember? Did Dave ever tell you what his dad said about Mott?
No. He might have.
I guess, of course, was talking to Dave to hear his like parents came up for the event, and I'm just like, all right, Dave, I gotta ask. Like, he's like, I'm ready, and I'm like, you know, we're talking about like what his parents think of like, you know, everything going on. I'm like, what did they think of Mott? And they're like, oh, he goes, my dad just like played a game with him, and I said, so what do you think of Mott? He goes, he's a loose cannon at best.
Yeah, do you remember him saying that?
Oh, I thought that was so funny. Anyway.
Hey, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Go to www.JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Don't forget, you can also follow our new Twitter account at Hoxton. Is that still a thing 2 hours later or no?
Oh, it can be if you want.
Oh, all right, it's kind of over with, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah. Never mind. Fuck it. We deleted the account already. Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. To Jim and
whoa, I clicked on a video by accident.
It sounded like a sexy video.
It's not a sexy video.
That's what Dylan's gonna be able to do when he gets into his new digs.
Fucking like,
not only will he have all these new home furnishings and decor, he'll also have his own porn that he can watch right on his laptop
and walk around naked.
And not only that, he'll also be able to load it really fast because he'd be on fiber. Son.
Fiber uppercut!
Don't you mean Fios?
Fios
is fiber.
You said well, I know, I'm just saying.
Oh!
In any event, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's.
Good.
Toxin.
That Hoxhund.
All right, anybody got a close?
Well, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you can always link up with one of our sausages. Ooh. Just fucking came up with that right off the cuff.
That's pretty good.
Anybody got another one?
No.
All right, I guess we're using it.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we will always give you back hickeys 7 days a week.
You should totally use that for next week.
Which ones?
I like yours, though. I like the sausage one. All right, boys.
I had sausage for dinner.
Oh, I bet you did.
Damn it.
So I couldn't help. I was listening to this podcast earlier today, and they were talking about... they were flying to Nantucket, and they used a private...
Sorry, I started fucking laughing immediately.
They used a private airport, or a private airline, and they flew out of Teterboro.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they were flying to Nantucket, and you thought of the poem.
No, I did not, but... I briefly thought of the poem, but... when they said Teterboro, it kind of made me laugh, and it made me think of Sinead O'Connor. And then the Travelodge.
Dude, I'm not too far from Teterboro Airport in my new apartment.
Well, you know that there's a good Popeyes down there.
That was some good Popeyes.
And Brick City is right there, too.
Sure is.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? If you and Sarah get bored of the apartment, you know, you can go rent a room at the Travelodge, probably by hour.
Oh, yeah, with that fucking quality fucking, you know, like 80s skyline New York wallpaper.
Fuck that noise. The porn, man.
Oh, there's that too.
Yeah, you got all your porn on the TV. On the boob tube, if you will.
Ah.
Waka waka.